provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken Tour. April 17th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Melissa Etheridge in concert. I'm Not Broken Tour.
April 16th is National Librarian Day.
Sorry, have a happy and quiet National Librarian Day.
Shh, be very, very quiet in the library.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
I'm going to test your recall power, folks. Be the... Want to see a Melissa Etheridge tomorrow night at Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Call me right now at 272-9228 and tell me the name of the tour you just heard in the commercial. We shall see how closely people pay attention. 272-9228, and we'll look for a winner while you're getting some news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Time at the rock start is 5.
With that surrender. Keith Peters reporting the first six jurors for Donald Trump's criminal trial have been chosen after lawyers grilled members of the jury pool about their social media posts, political views, and personal lives. The questioning was designed to help decide whether they can sit in fair judgment of the former president. The jurors included an English teacher, an oncology nurse, and a corporate lawyer. 12 more people need to be selected. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell cautioned that persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year, opening the door to a period of higher for longer rates. Recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence that inflation is coming fully under control, Powell said. On Wall Street, the Dow reacted, was up 1063 points. SRN News.
It's hard to find agreement on much these days, except, here's one thing, how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it, and some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other or how it all works so reliably or the exceptional customer service or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
We could learn that he was lying. By using modern science, everything would be explained. Even though he was acquitted, we could prove that he did it, but we don't have OJ's brain. Yeah, the justice system's failing, worse than Cato Kalin, cause we can't dissect his brain. And now nothing's been debated, cause his noodle's been cremated, and we don't have OJ's brain.
It is 5:05 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Again, our thanks to Sam Smith from the Montgomery Performing Arts Center to come by and talk about the shows that are happening. And we just did a little bit of an experiment to see how closely people pay attention. Because we had two pairs of Melissa Etheridge tickets. The commercial for the show just ran, so I said, give me the name of that tour, and you're a winner. And we finally did get two people. Cesare was one.
Okay.
And
Scott.
And Scott, thank you. Kernan. All right, Scott was the other. So we have our winners. But that's the way this show works. We normally would do something a little more complicated, like a backwards song or five easy pieces, but the concert's tomorrow. We want to make sure people got that want to go got tickets and would have time to arrange to pick them up. And we'll do it again because he left us additional tickets for future shows.
I gotta have the number.
And we'll tell you about those later this hour with our entertainment director, Ellen Murray. You just got promoted again. 6 minutes after 5 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Here's a guy. I just don't understand. They just don't seem to learn. Nobody goes to a rock concert for a lecture on politics.
Nope.
You know, have you ever been to a show where somebody did that?
Eddie Vedder got kind of mouthy at a Pearl Jam show, but I'm used to that.
I'm sorry. Eddie Vedder's he's a jerk off.
I love their music, though.
No, it's that we go to the shows because we love their music.
Right.
And they should find
out. But he's always been that way, so I'm not surprised.
By the way, the lead singer of Tool just got called out on something. I'll have to send you that story.
He's an a-hole also.
Well, yeah, but you know what? He did have a valid point. And it got down to people videotaping them during the show. We have a song for you at the end. You can videotape all you want
right
at the end of the show. But in the meantime, would you just... You bought these tickets. It's nice seats here.
Just listen.
Yeah, just sit down and listen. That would be nice. I can't think of a show where it got... I can think of one, but it was in a good way. It was when Ronald Reagan was running for president. And everybody knew he was going to be the nominee, but George Herbert Walker Bush was friends. At that time, I was pretty tight with Mike Love from the Beach Boys. And they were touring the country, and Bush was going with them. And during the show, and it was very, very well received, they said, here's our man in the primary. Please, and they brought him out. He just went, you know, did the George Bush thing. It's my wife, Barb. And then walked up the aisle, but he was well received by the public because at that point, anybody but Jimmy Carter would have been welcome. And there was no hostility from them or from the crowd. So that, in fact, a lot of people said, well, that was kind of cool. I may have just seen a future president. Well, guess what? We did see a future president.
Nice.
And somebody who helped get JFK killed, but we're not going to go there now because, well, that's one of those crazy conspiracy theories.
It's the royalty of America.
Yeah. We don't need any more American royalty. We really don't. I have an amazing stack of nonsense that we can get to.
Yes. I have one entertaining topic that I could tell you about.
Yeah.
I was curious about Beyonce's country music album.
Oh.
So I listened to a few of her songs today and watched some of the videos. And it's good. I really liked it, honestly. And I'm not a big... Beyonce listener normally, nor do I care that much for country music, but
That album's been very well received.
People could just lay off. She's doing just fine.
Who's laying on her?
People are mad that she's trying to switch genres and be a country singer now.
See, that's
appropriating the culture and whatnot.
What they should be doing is celebrating that somebody who is well established in one genre is actually trying something different. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, there's some kind of country music, something or another, that says she can never be a member because it's just not her genre. But hello, music people are all about experimenting.
They put Dolly Parton in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Personally, I don't really have a problem with that.
I love Dolly.
Because she's, as a songwriter, you know, I almost had a terrible misfortune with her, right?
I think, I can't exactly remember what it was.
Rosie?
Yes.
It's a good thing you're not competing.
I'm texting Cesar the number because she's in the car and she can't write it down.
So, can you answer the question?
I didn't hear it, Greg. I'm sorry.
He wants to know if you remember his encounter with Dolly Parton.
Yes.
Pardon me. It is 5:10 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Brad McDonald's going to join us in a couple of minutes. I didn't even look to see what the market did today. If it's in the red, click the phone. Well, it was up today for the first time, but not by much. And he'll bring us up to speed. Now, the other indexes didn't do that well. He'll let us know what happens to you and your money in about 4 or 5 shopping minutes from now. Rich's forecast ahead as well.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our very warm mid-April pattern continues. Even the nights are mild. With cloudy skies tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 66. Tomorrow, I think most of us stay dry despite a weakening front approaching. High 82, mostly cloudy skies. Thursday, a little warmer, high 86 with the sun and cloud mix. Then widely scattered showers probably holding off till Friday and Saturday. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're nasty.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
You've spent the last 9 months telling everyone who they should vote for. But when election day comes, you're at the Skin Shack, spreading your wealth to Diamond and Misty.
Is that your idea of going to the polls?
Then you call your non-vote a political statement.
We call it a cop-out, yeah.
So the next time you hear people yammering on about how voting doesn't matter because they're all a bunch of crooks, peel your I Voted Today sticker off your shirt and slap it over the mouth of Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer, a real American hero.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
I vote for you. Go play in traffic.
I keep my, I'm still using the same I Voted sticker from like 12 years ago. Just keep it handy. That way I can put it on and then I don't have to answer the question, when are you going to go vote? It's worked really well. It's 5:15, and joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brad McDonald from Invista Advisors. Good afternoon, Brad.
Greg, hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Man, I'm doing really well. You know, the Fighting Vidal's had a nice big win yesterday.
Glad to hear that.
Long, busy day today. A lot of information, a lot of news flow going on, at least from my perspective anyway. We heard the Fed Chairman, Jay Powell, speak in a sort of a Q&A session. He does this from time to time. You know, he goes out on the speaking sort of stump, if you will.
Yes.
So we had some of that moved markets. And, of course, we've got the whole sort of everybody's watching to see what Israel's going to do. And So we've had a long day. Had our hands full, but it's been good. So we're hanging in there, doing well.
Where did oil prices go today? Because yesterday we were kind of surprised that there was little movement, even with all the saber rattling in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah. It's interesting, isn't it? Oil prices have been flat to up. And if you look at the action across the board, really, not just today, but over the last several months, oil has been telegraphing, much like gold, this whole problem that we have with inflation. It's getting worse and worse. I think, too, the oil markets are also trying to price in whether or not they think this potential conflict, you know, that's brewing with Israel and Iran has really got legs. So far, you know, sort of the vote by the oil markets is that this is going to probably die down. But you never know. I mean, you really never know. Israel's war cabinet just convened a meeting a little while ago. And the latest on the street is that they're looking to hit some pretty critical military sites in Iran. Iran, of course, says that if they retaliate in any way, that they're going to immediately retaliate right back. So who the heck knows? It's drama, no question. The markets are very skittish. And markets are also skittish over the fact that Jay Powell today literally said that he thinks that they're going to probably have to keep interest rates higher for longer, meaning there may not be a Fed cut anytime soon. And let me tell you, Greg, this is very significant coming from the Fed chair because, as you know, we've been reporting on this, that the White House and the Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen, have had some disagreements with Jay Powell. They want to see him ease. And you know that we've been calling in the last two or three weeks saying that this is really sort of preposterous to think that they would do that in the face of the recent inflation news that we've had. And he has come down on the side of, in layman's terms, you know, he's saying, I'm not going to be responsible for this. I'm not going to play this political game. You can do what you want. And as of today, he was very straightforward in saying, we think it's premature to cut interest rates. We need to keep interest rates up and elevated because we're not convinced that we've got control of this inflation problem. And I think that was very, very telling. As soon as that happened, you know, we saw a major reversal in bond yields. Bond yields continue to move higher. We think there's a good chance that 10-year bond yield goes to 5%. It's currently around the 4.68 to 4.7% range. You know, and as I've said now for months, Greg, I mean, this is they are playing Russian roulette. That's what they're doing. You look at the sheer volume of borrowings that are going on at the Treasury Department. You look at, for example, this morning we had Bank of America who reported earnings. If you look at the top line revenue number and you look at the earnings per share number, they beat consensus estimates. The stock got hit today. The reason why? Because they had to write off a lot of bad loans.
Yeah.
And they had some commentary around that. So they're reserving more and more of the bank's capital to prepare for more bad loans being written off, particularly in the commercial real estate market. So the Fed's in a really horrible situation. They keep rates up, it's going to kill the banks. They cut rates, you're going to have hyperinflation. I've been saying for years on the show, Greg, I want to see them get out of this mess they've created. And here we are.
Well, that's what they're campaigning on. Hey, we made this big mess, and now we're going to tell you how we're going to solve it. That's politics.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's Bidenomics, man.
Yeah. Grant, we appreciate
we're supposed to love it, right?
We appreciate the analysis. Any big news in the morning, 8:30 is yours, my friend.
You got it, buddy. Y'all have a great evening, and look forward to chatting tomorrow.
Alrighty, thanks.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Here, Jay, read this.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
All right, 521. Close to the end of the afternoon rush.
Traffic getting very busy all over the afternoon. And boy, I'll tell you what, we have got a lot of cars on the road right now. I-65 and 85. Bunching up just a bit on 231 heading up to Wetumpka. Troy Highway is very busy as well as 331. And we're getting reports of busy in Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka. Not hearing of any major problems that are going to slow you down at the moment. So much going on at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughna, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris. I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor cost and fuel cost are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Back Endorse Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Taking on large commercial landscapes, Steel is ready to help in your pursuit of the perfect cut with our full line of professional-grade zero-turn mowers and low-interest financing. Real Steel. Join the pursuit at steeldealers.com.
Visit Dietzville Ace Hardware, your only steel dealer in the area.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to bluewaterbroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Feeling.
from the Age of the Meaningful lyric, the Guess Who, No Sugar Tonight, and New Mother Nature taking over. That was one of the songs, for those of you who were around at the time, when FM was taking audience from AM radio, which was king for many, many years. It was FM's willingness to go deeper into albums like the Guess Who, not just play American Woman, play the long version of American Woman, the full version, not the 3-minute butchering that stations were forced to play because they wanted stations, they didn't want to play 4-minute songs. 3 minutes and 30 seconds was about as long as you could get away with. There were a couple of exceptions like Hey Jude and a few others. But I always think of that song when I think of what made FM great.
That song is special to me because I heard it for the very first time right after a friend of mine died very young. She was only 23 years old. And the song came on, and New Mother Nature taking over, and I said, that's Laura.
It's, you know, that's the beauty of songs. They can mean, you know, for some it might bring back a memory that's emotional or sad, and for others it can be. But I made this point when we were talking about the movie The Greatest Hits.
Yes, I watched it.
Fascinating. I did too.
Great.
Fascinating. I take your recommendation seriously, by the way. It's a fascinating concept that songs bring her back. She's somebody who has lost somebody. She's going through counseling. But she's got this condition that occurs when she hears certain songs, and it takes her back to the person she lost. Am I describing this correctly?
Yeah, she thinks she can go back and change the course of history by stopping him from...
And she can't.
No.
But it's just a fascinating idea that... I made the point yesterday when we were talking about this movie that music is the shortest distance between today and some other point in your life. I mean, it takes you right back.
It's really true.
And it's so cool. And that's one of those songs. It is 529 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The latest in security cameras. This is our, in case you missed it, segment from this morning. This is a Kickstarter deal. Somebody has a security camera that will fire paintballs and maybe even mace at somebody you don't want in your front door.
An AI-powered robotic security system equipped with an integrated paintball launcher, face recognition, and sound dispatchers, which allows me to recognize intruders and stop them in their tracks.
You are identified as a non-authorized personnel. You have 5 seconds to leave the property.
Zero compliance. Zero tolerance.
Hello, dear.
Yeah. Nobody gets hurt, but it's made clear that you're not wanted on the door. And then we have a guy in Canada who is being harassed by somebody who keeps sending him pizza.
So I checked my emails and it has an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin or Mickey, cancel the orders.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call it, it's coming up as him.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that. And I hope karma gets you someday and delivers pizza to your house.
And then finally, we also learned this morning, there are 3 times you should never brush your teeth. This is one of those TikTok things that's gone viral. But when you think about what the advice that's offered here, it makes sense.
You should never brush after you've just vomited. This is because the contents of the stomach are extremely acidic and the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush straight after, you're basically wearing away your enamel. You should never brush straight after breakfast. This is because if you brush your teeth, you're rubbing that acid on the tooth, which is a mineral, and it can wear it down. Don't brush your teeth after you've just had sweets. Wait at least 60 minutes. This is because when you've just eaten sweets, the mouth has digested it into an acid, and that acid is going to get rubbed on the teeth and destroy the enamel.
That's it. It's all about the enamel. And I have been brushing my teeth every time I vomit for years, and now I realize I've been making a mistake, probably destroying my teeth in the process. Plus, that's a horrible
breath. You at least want to put some mouthwash or something to get that taste out.
Yeah, but I guess all of that stomach acid, it's bad for the enamel. So what do you do?
Makes sense. I don't know.
All right. Another very important piece of news today that everybody should understand. The 3 healthiest and the least healthy condiments. if you need a condiment and you want something that's healthy, it's mustard, salsa, and straight vinegar. I just love dousing my food in vinegar. It's just...
I like malt vinegar on fried fish.
Yeah, no. Vinegar is, it's nectar of the gods. Well,
it's good for you, too.
Yeah. In fact, I did, there was some diet, I think about 8 or 10 years ago, where you're supposed to drink like 4 ounces of this
apple cider vinegar with the mother in it. Like there's a certain kind.
Yeah, it's got like looks like film.
cloudy when you shake it up.
Oh, I don't remember if it was cloudy or not when I was shaking it.
Yeah,
but how about that? I may have been doing it wrong, but that was I did that for a few days and I said, you know, there's got to be.
I've done it too. It's not. I didn't experience any benefits.
I love mustard and salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah, but me too.
Ketchup is probably one of the bad ones because it's loaded with sugar.
Ketchup is on the least healthy list, along with mayonnaise, of course, and barbecue. Mayonnaise is just liquefied fat with a flavor that you spread across.
I'm thinking about making my own mayonnaise.
You can make mayonnaise
at
home?
It's easy, yeah. It's just like egg yolks and oil.
Well, I would like some of that homemade mayonnaise.
Call it aioli and it's fancy.
Mayo is the worst, though, of the three because of the saturated fat. This is why people listen to this show. Where else are you going to hear this kind of content?
Kraft has a version with olive oil that's more
the kind
healthy.
I get.
Yeah. And it tastes great.
Well, it is 5:33 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Troy Bank and Trust is an entity that has resources all across the state of Alabama, and they're available to you if you are... And look, I have had two mortgages in my life that were over 10%. So the rates today, comparatively speaking, we would have died for the rates that are available today. And don't forget you have the deduction on your taxes with the first mortgage interest. People still need to buy houses, no matter what's going on in the world. And if that's you, reach out to Morris Capuano and let him get to work on tapping the great statewide resources of Troy Bank and Trust and putting them to work for you. Maybe you're sitting in a home that has a much lower interest rate mortgage, but you would like to make an improvement to that home. Again, dial 409-9300. Talk to Morris because he lives to help people either achieve the American dream or enhance it one way or another, including money for investments. Or maybe you've wanted to start a business. There again, Morris has the assets of Troy Bank and Trust available to put them to work for you. 409-9300. Troy Bank and Trust has a charter that prohibits them from ever being merged or sold to another entity. So they're here for the long haul, which is good to know. For those of you who've had a bank that changes its name every 2 weeks, that's comforting. And nobody works harder for the people that trust him than Morris does. He is a great guy. He takes all the angst out of the situation. Just give it to him and let him do his thing. That's Morris Capuano and Troy Bank and Trust. Morris's number, 409-9300. Troy Bank and Trust is an equal housing lender, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. All right, traffic and then local news next.
Which were all the cams a minute ago. We're loaded up on I-65 and 85 through downtown, which is about right for this time of day. A lot of folks getting off work and hitting the highway. 65 northbound, very busy from Montgomery up to Millbrook and Prattville. 85 northbound, beginning to build just a bit, and we've got pretty heavy traffic. East Boulevard to Taylor on out to Chantilly. The boulevards are busy, and of course, all of our feeder roads out of Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Reporting busy, but all clear. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean, late-model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar for your used car, truck, or van at McKinnon Toyota. Exit 212 on I-65 in Clanton. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A man has been charged with murder in a Montgomery homicide. 41-year-old Derek O'Neill Wilson is accused of hitting a woman in the head with a dumbbell at a home on Community Street shortly after midnight Sunday. The victim, 37-year-old Summer Blackman, was pronounced dead on the scene. Alabamians will go to the polls today to cast their vote in the 2024 primary runoff elections. The Republican and Democratic runoffs for the 2nd Congressional District are among the biggest races on the ballot. Exercise your right and get out to vote today. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Target is introducing a new technology to combat theft at its self-checkout registers. TrueScan cameras will be able to detect when items are not scanned. Shoppers will get audio and visual cues when they do not scan an item properly. The new technology will be rolled out to all Target stores within the year. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard...
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
We get money. Montgomery, talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is not headline news. Today is wear your pajamas to work day. And for those of us here in radio, there's rarely a day we don't come to work in something we slept in. Will Smith surprised the crowd at Coachella by performing the theme song to Men in Black. Then he pulled out one of those neutralizers from the movie and tried to erase everyone's memory from his last appearance at the Oscars.
Sorry.
Two different people claim to be the title of the world's oldest man. Unfortunately, the argument will be over for one of them real soon. And the Ford Mustang celebrates its 60th anniversary tomorrow. And now that it's 60, it's buying a Corvette. This is not headline news.
I recognize this sound. This is how we open the Miss Murray Movie Minute on News Talk 93.1 FM. I've had it with politics. I've had it with chaos, the judge and the Trump child, all of it. So let's have some fun.
Yeah.
We talked about this, and one of the reasons I love the segment you do is because you give us stuff that is kind of lost. And, you know, my nickname was the Netflixer. You come up with things that have been out sometimes for years and never even heard of that turn out to be really, really good. Force Majeure.
Oh, yeah.
Was one of those. I'm going to let you give the title on the one about the love letters.
The Last Letter from Your Lover.
The Last Letter from Your Lover, which was excellent. And then The Greatest Hits, which is one you recommended yesterday. All of these conceptually were really different kinds of movies, which is nice. Some better than others. But here we go again with the utter lack of originality from Hollywood. They just redid Ghostbusters, right?
Yeah, I don't think I'll be seeing that one.
It bombed. I mean, even with the original franchise people in it, it still didn't generate that much interest. And now, are you familiar with the Bridget Jones series?
I've never seen a single one, but I'm familiar with them.
You just raised your credibility with me considerably. Because Renee Zellweger, whose face, by the way, used to look like she was always about to cry. Then she had this cosmetic surgery, and now she doesn't look like Renee Zellweger
anymore. Doesn't look like the same person at all.
Not at all. So we have Bridget Ford Jones happening with her. It's going to be tough for Hugh Grant. He's coming back for this movie, and he's going to be looking at somebody that looks very different from the first time they worked together.
I mean, I know they have their core audience that will appreciate this movie. It's just not for me.
What was the movie? That's just it. You know, I'm sure there is a core audience for that. I just don't know that it's that big that there's this, oh wow, Bridget Jones 4 is coming out, let's go see it. Even things like Jurassic Park have kind of burned out with the sequels.
Yeah.
And I will never forget seeing that first Jurassic Park movie. That's when CGI really started to hit stride. And it was so authentic. I mean, what's her name, Laura Dern?
Yeah.
She was in that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Watching her shove her hand in a pile of Triceratops turd was authentic. It was really, really cool, you know, that they were doing that. But
it was very memorable because you'd never seen anything like that before, really.
Well, we saw the rubber dinosaurs and the things like Godzilla from Japan, and yeah, guys like Ray Harryhausen who were doing stop motion special effects. To me, the best King Kong is the original 1933 version. And Faye Ray, in my humble opinion, was an actress whose sexuality would translate to today.
Yeah, I can see that.
But not all of the actresses. Joan Crawford, I see, you know, they make a big deal about her on Turner Classic Movies. And
Betty Davis.
You're never sure about Betty Davis in any movie, were you? And then there's other things. Here's an idea I'd like your take on. My daughter went through her phase when she was a kid with she used to call them the Engine Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing an R-rated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Is this necessary that we have to have them?
It will be popular.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
It can't be kid. If it's R-rated, it's going to limit the...
But the people who love the Ninja Turtles when they came out are all grown-ups.
This is true.
And parents and probably even grandparents at this point.
Here's the laughter in the description of the movie. In a totalitarian future, what's happening right now? In the news, it sounds like we're living in a totalitarian future now. Scary Movie is coming back.
Also one that I am familiar with but never bothered to watch.
I saw one of them, and it was kind of funny, but not something I felt compelled to watch repeatedly. But there you go. There was a survey. I think we had talked about this during one of your segments. Gen Z, that's the primary movie-going audience. They're not going because they want something different. They feel like all the movies that are being made are hand-me-downs from their mom, dad, or even grandparents.
And not only that, there's so many movies on streaming that why bother to put your pants on and go to the movie theater?
Yeah. And buy that $10 refillable bucket of popcorn.
Right.
I mean, I'm no cheapskate, right? But when I go to the theater, what was the last movie I saw in the theater? Oppenheimer. Last summer. Because it was a three-hour movie, I got the giant soda, right? Had to have the large Diet Coke. And before I left, I made sure that I refilled it and got my money's worth out of that sucker. Because for what they charged for that large Diet Coke, I could have bought 2 6-packs of half-liter bottles of Food Outlet. It cost plus 10%. Serving you from Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, Highway 14 in Millbrook, and just west of Main Street on in Prattville.
I saw a wholly original movie today. Mm. I started it a while back because it's a three-hour movie, so I couldn't sit through the whole thing in one sitting. And it's not one that I recommend to anyone, but it's called Bo is Afraid.
I've heard the title. Who's in that?
Joaquin Phoenix.
All right, there's an Academy Award-winning actor, but what...
There's a lot of other people in it, but he's the main star, and he's just terrified of everything, and the movie goes on and on and on, and everything bad that could ever happen to a person happens to this guy, and it's a lot deeper. I can't really explain the concept of it, but it makes you very uncomfortable.
Is that the one with Patti LuPone in it?
Yes, she's in it.
Oh, can I tell a lame-ass story about Patti LuPone?
Oh, please.
No, you guys don't want
to. No, please.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. You're saying this, but I'm not feeling it in my heart. I'm kidding.
Oh, please, Greg, won't you tell us the Patti LuPone story?
That's the kind of... Jeb, show some appreciation.
Please clap.
That was great. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be happy to tell you that story. I did tons of Broadway in the 80s and early 90s, and I really loved the musical Anything Goes. I liked the music. It's a big stage production. And Patti LuPone, we did a promotion. We took people to New York to see it from Miami. And we got to interview Patti backstage. And she was just an amazing woman. I mean, the energy coming off her, the preparation for the show. And, but that was a few years back. She's in this, and what role does she play?
She's the mother of Bo. But she's not a good person. I mean, it's really hard to, like, not give away anything about the story, but also...
Well, give a few details.
Okay. She's a manipulative, crazy woman, and, like, all of his life, even from childhood, she's been manipulating him so that he is actually insane as an adult because his mother has turned him into a crazy person.
That's a very different kind of role for her. Usually she's somebody you see in a role that's upbeat, positive, and stuff. Incredible singer, incredible dancer, too. That was really fun meeting her. And I went to another musical, Me and My Girl, which is also a big stage production. And for the first half, I was there with my sister. We did 5 shows in 4 days. And for Me and My Girl, the producer of the show allowed me to stand backstage. And before the show started, he put an X on the floor. And he says, if you're going to do this, you have to stand on this spot and not move for any reason. Unless you drop dead, stay on that X. Well, once the show started, there were so many actors and singers and dancers involved in this thing. I understood why he meant that, because I felt a continuous breeze of people movement around me. Being backstage at one of those things is really,
really exciting.
It was quite the experience, and how everything was just literally timed to the second. seeing the Phantom on Broadway was with Michael Crawford was really cool. That was like watching them make a movie because the special effects were unbelievable.
I've never been in musical theater myself, but my dad was when I was a child, so he was always rehearsing his lines and doing the songs and makeup and stuff, and we got to go to all his shows. It was very cool.
Didn't you play an instrument?
I was in the pit for a play or two. I played the clarinet.
That's cool. That's hard to do. I took the saxophone, and it was the only instrument that made any sense to me. I so envy people who can play guitar, any string instrument, trombone. I tried trumpet because I was, when I was a kid briefly, enamored with Herb Alpert's music, and all I got out of that were puffy lips. And I'm a blowhard. It wasn't a matter of lungs. It was just, I think the reason I never was effective with that is because that my lips are just so full that I couldn't purse them to make the right noise on the trumpet.
What a bunch of crap.
Okay, it's a bunch of crap. I've got to come up with some reason. I don't want people to think I'm incompetent. 552. If you want competence when it comes to your car, choose Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire. Partner up with them for whether it's regular maintenance or your car's making an odd noise and the check engine light comes on. It's great to know you can take your car to a place that will give you professional diagnostics and have state-of-the-art master technicians to perform the repair for you. They accept car insurance repair policies, too, so if you have one of those, don't hesitate. Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire, serving the River Region from Mount Duncan in Millbrook. That's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of 1. By the way, all three locations have stacks of wholesale price major name brand tires. So whatever brand is your preference, they've got it at a wholesale price, and they always give you a quote that includes the installation of the tire. Look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook as we check in with Skipper for our final traffic of the afternoon.
Well, the Skywatch team put their heads together a minute ago, and nobody came up with any accidents, so we're issuing an all clear for you right now. Now, are we busy? Yeah. Got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85, the boulevards. You know the drill. It is that time of day, but you guys have been doing a great job out there on the roads this afternoon. Nothing that's really going to slow you down at the moment. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic. Trenum State will host on-campus registration on April 17th. That's tomorrow at Patterson Campus. April 18th at the Trenum Campus, both days from 8 to 6. Staff will be on hand to assist you. Enroll at Trenum State. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
I'm Cam Marston. My radio show and podcast called What's Working with Cam Marston focuses on the workplace, workforce, and marketplace trends shaping Alabama business. My guests tell their stories and discuss their business expertise in such a way that you and I can learn from them and apply it to our own world. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston each Saturday at noon right here on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Lots of people to thank today, starting with Pamela from AMS Studios, sidekicking with us. Ellen Murray, thank you. Rosie Brock, thank you. And thank you for listening. I'll be back in the morning with Rich Thomas and Jay Scott until we see you again. Thanks for punching us up.
Adios, muchacho.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Show.